One of the reasons that I hate listening to the sound of my voice is because it sounds so much different than how it does in my head. So in my head, it's so much deeper, and it doesn't sound like a 14-year-old child. And then when I actually listen to myself on a recording, it's the worst. And
I feel like everybody's there, though. Like,
no, that's definitely a true thing, and you're in good company because a lot of famous people feel that way. John Malkovich famously hates his own voice.
Really?
And he has a legendary one.
Yeah.
Which is funny. Maybe because it's just so unique. I find a unique voice to be cool. My problem is that it sounds like every 14-year-old child. But, you know.
I don't think it sounds like a 14-year-old child.
Okay.
Maybe a...
just an annoying 20-year-old child.
Yeah, that's what I...
So this is our second episode. We have shaken
second
off...
Second recording.
Probably this will be the third episode. Because we're actually doing these out of order. You probably won't be hearing this until 2 weeks after.
We probably already said some interesting stuff about It Chapter 2. I'm sure we have...
Yes, that'll be a future episode for us, but a past episode for you. So today we're going to do two main things. We're going to talk about some unpopular movie opinions.
Which should be...
ones I'm very attached to.
Controversial?
Very proud of. Yeah, probably.
Perhaps.
And then we're going to eat some chips. We're going to eat some Takis.
It's going to be...
If you don't know what Takis are,
it's
going to
be a good episode.
The knockoff Cheetos. You've probably seen the Fuego ones. And we have more.
We have many more.
We have six flavors. So picture... We probably need some visual usually for this kind of content, but you're just going to hear us crunch these chips and react.
You're just
going to
hear us chomping down.
Yeah, so it's going to be... That'll be fun. Let's get into my unpopular movie opinions. I tweeted a couple weeks ago and had some interesting conversations with...
And I came up with a few.
The Twitterverse.
Pretty quickly.
What's first on the list, Jackson?
First on the list.
Just tell me the name.
Transformers Revenge of the Fallen.
Okay, so I love this movie. The Michael Bay Transformers movies are... maligned? Much maligned? Is that a good word? Is that how
that's,
you would
that's
use
a good
that word?
Word? That's a good consent word.
They're CGI popcorn flicks. That's what they are. But for some reason, every time I watch specifically the second one, but both the first two with Megan Fox and Shia LaBeouf sort of doing their weird, awkward, grown-up Disney Channel thing, I love those two movies. And specifically Revenge of the Fallen, all the horribly written comedy just lands for me. It just does. I just love that movie, and I always will. I can't help it. I don't like the third one. Dark of the Moon's trash.
I can respect the decision, your opinion. I don't think they're as bad as everybody makes them out to be. I don't think...
I mean, they do that, deliver with what they promise.
I mean, it's fun. It's fun to watch.
It's fun. It's gotten kind of old now. I don't like the newer ones as much.
Sure.
I mean, they've made
like, how many movies?
But, man, five, I think. But with the
That's
first...
pushing it with
the first couple, material. That first trilogy, I was really into those. Revenge of the Fallen is one of the first PG-13 movies that I saw with my dad.
I remember Revenge of the Fallen, maybe not that one, but the first one maybe, was a topic of much debate in my household because I had a friend whose birthday was coming up and he wanted to show it and it was PG-13.
Yeah,
and I was not 13 yet. And my dad said, I don't know. I don't know if you can go. I was like, come on, Dad.
Because
please.
It's as PG-13 as you can get. There's some stuff
is
in
it?
There.
I don't remember
Dude,
that.
Dude, yeah, no. There was a lot of suggestive material in Revenge of the Fallen, which is not why I'm a fan of it.
Maybe
there
my dad was right then.
There was a Transformer who's, you know, a lot of times they turn into cars or planes. She just turned into a college woman.
I do remember that.
It was just kind of... That was a poor decision on that.
That was
part.
Weird.
That part of
weird.
The movie I wasn't about, but for the most part, I just had
she
fun
just
with
turned
this.
Into a college woman,
as you do. And all right, moving on. What's my next one?
Next one on
oh,
the list.
Oh, Speed Racer.
Speed Racer. Yeah.
Okay, so I love this movie too. Not just for how great its CGI is. I actually thought it had an okay story. I didn't grow up with the cartoon or anything. I've watched some of it since watching the movie. It's not great. Or at least it probably was then. It doesn't hold up very well now. But this movie, aesthetically, is maybe the most beautiful film I've ever seen. Like, yeah, its CGI is great, but the artistic choices made and like the color scheme, the color palette, I love watching it.
So I probably fall into the boat of most people on the face of the planet when I say that I don't remember anything about this movie.
It's not a very memorable movie. That's why a lot of people don't say
and
that
that's
they
the
like
unpopular
it until they give it a second watch. Our good friend Joey is even more, he's a stronger fan of this film than I am. It just looks gorgeous. It's visual art for me, more so than it almost is a complete film. But I'll love it for that.
What about the plot? Did you mention that? Is it?
I said that it's not as bad as people say. I mean, it's not great. It's not, you know, it's not Oscar worthy or anything. But I was intrigued. Like, it kept my attention. Okay. And there were some cliches, but I mean, it's a cartoon turned into a movie.
Isn't there like a monkey that is in the movie?
Yeah, I can't even remember the character's name. He's in the movie. It's that monkey that's in like everything, like not at the museum. Like, it's always that one breed of monkey, I guess.
Capuchin.
Because they're easy to train, I guess. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's the exact same monkey. That'd be awesome if it was. Just pulling up his like Wikipedia.
His IMDb.
Just to see everything that he's been in. But yeah, no, those two I feel are kind of safe.
Those are respectable.
As we go further, I feel like there's going to be more irritated people. One of yours is next.
Probably
right?
Starting with this one, which I've said this before.
Is this the one that we both are on the same place on? Okay.
So Thor Ragnarok. I
not
have
about it.
Never liked this movie since it came out. I've
debated with several people about this movie for long periods of time. This is a hot. But this got like high 90%.
Oh yeah,
on Rotten
everybody.
Tomatoes. Not the kind of movie you think critics.
Everybody
would like.
Loves it for some reason, and I have never loved it. It's probably the only Marvel movie that I would say I dislike. Like there's
there's several that I dislike.
There's certainly Marvel movies that I'm kind of indifferent about.
I still feel better about Ragnarok than I do about The Dark World. Can't stand that movie.
I would put that one like just barely above.
Those were at like the bottom of your all-time list.
Of all-time Marvel.
But that's
list,
not what I want to talk about. Specifically, my problem with this movie is that
I enjoyed it the first time
in the theater. I had a good time because we were with college friends and there were some funny side characters and I was in the right mindset. Rewatching this movie, I realized it's not funny, guys.
It's not funny at all.
It's not like the way the humor in Guardians of the Galaxy holds up.
Oh, no. I still laugh at Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
There's so many times in Thor Ragnarok where it's just
cringy, actually.
It just falls flat. Like, none of the jokes are lit. I can't even think of all the memorable ones that everybody is always quoting.
I felt Goldblum had some decent parts, decent lines. And obviously the director cameos as Korg is what I remember actually laughing at in the theater, although it has nothing to do with the film itself. It was just a cameo. And we've almost gotten a sequel to it already because in Endgame, it kind of carried over that tone. And there's going to be another one. He's directing the next one. So
that part in Endgame with Korg and
Fortnite.
The bugs. I don't even remember.
Yeah, that
was the worst.
That wasn't
part
good.
Of that movie.
That wasn't was, good at all. But I did smile. I smiled.
I didn't
it.
Smile at all. I can't. It's gotten to the point now where everybody else loves this movie, and I can't stand it. My hatred for it just grows.
My hatred for it. Normally, I'd probably be indifferent. My hatred for it is only because people love it, and I don't know why.
It's like, I don't know. It's hard to explain because every other Marvel fan loves it.
The last thing I want to say about this, my main problem is that I would have been okay with a film taking this tone, and if the jokes don't land, whatever. The problem is they chose the story of the apocalypse and used that as their
very important point in Thor's
story. This movie should have been very dramatic.
This should have been the most dramatic one.
Yeah. More so than Civil War, more so. In Marvel Comics, not that I know all that much about it, Ragnarok is a fairly bigger deal than Thanos.
Probably. I don't know. I'm not that familiar.
Well, yeah, I can't speak on that either. But regardless, it's such a huge deal. It was the end of an entire civilization. And it's just jokes.
It was written off immediately. And as soon as this huge epic conclusion to this, I mean, this huge part of the story, and immediately written off.
So I'm okay with you making a movie with these characters in that tone, but literally pick any other storyline than
this
one.
And this is probably my main point with it. I realized that they were definitely trying to go a different direction with Thor.
And overcompensate for the fact that people didn't receive the first two.
Yeah, the first two movies obviously didn't do too hot compared to other Marvel properties. So they obviously were trying to take a different turn with it. But it just didn't work because you've already seen Thor be this character in not just his two movies, but The Avengers, Age of Ultron. You've already seen Thor. He's already developed as a character. And to throw this in there and twist it just did not fit for me at all. It just did not work. And here I am, like, just, I mean, completely out of it in the theater, not invested at all. And everybody else is, like, laughing. I'm like, what is going on? This is, like,
I did laugh the first time.
This isn't funny.
I laughed the first time in a couple parts, for sure, but then rewatching it, it didn't hold up for me. Real quick, I actually want to go out of order. I want to go ahead and tag on this, talk about Mark Ruffalo for a second,
okay,
and hit it really quick and then move
on. Topic.
One of my unpopular opinions that I actually still hold strongly is that I preferred Ed Norton's Incredible Hulk. Not the movie. The movie itself was very lackluster.
Now that's interesting.
I didn't care for the movie, The Incredible Hulk, that much. It was fine. I enjoyed it, but it was forgettable for me. But Ed Norton, I felt, played a better Bruce Banner, who's a more introverted, quiet, less comical. Mark Ruffalo essentially made it just one more sarcastic, you know, spitting out wit type of character that was all the other characters, and Bruce Banner's not that.
I think a lot of that came from Ragnarok, though. Like, I don't think Avengers...
Ruffalo wasn't as bad.
It wasn't.
It was still a weaker character for me. Not that he did a bad job, just in comparison to the others. But recently, they've really just made that not how the character's supposed
to
be.
Which is another.
And I liked the job that Ed Norton did.
I think that's another flaw of Ragnarok. I think they almost too much disregarded the several films that came before that had already established the characters of Bruce Banner and Thor, which also Loki a little bit. They changed his character quite a bit. Not as drastically, and maybe for the better, I think, maybe for that one. But they definitely did change his character quite a bit. I think that's when people started to view Loki as a hero rather than a villain.
Which is a good arc.
Sure, absolutely.
For sure.
And I think people always liked that character, but they began to like that character as a hero after Ragnarok, which is interesting. And I'm not actually complaining about that part. Everything else.
Ruffalo's just
movie.
Been on my nerves recently a little bit with that character. This is probably the only time that we'll talk about Marvel in a while.
We're going to try to...
It's overdone. These were just a couple little things we wanted to hit on because we've talked about it a lot, but this isn't our...
We certainly could talk about Marvel.
We could,
definitely have our opinions on them, but we
these
are
aren't at
try
the
to,
top
we
of
are
our
gonna
list
try
of movies we're excited
from...
about. Like, we see them and we've seen them all, but like, it's not... We aren't the fans that some of our other circle is. And we'll have one of my roommates will have on in a future episode, which will be the only other time that we talk about this. We'll give him a platform to go off.
He will have plenty to say.
He'll have plenty to say. Yes. But we're going to leave comic books alone for a bit because it's an oversaturated thing to talk about.
Star Wars.
Yep.
So what's your unpopular opinion regarding Star Wars?
Sorry, let me regain my composure there. So the new trilogy, The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi, they're garbage. Force Awakens is a rehash of everything you've seen before, which I'm not saying you can't enjoy the nostalgia, that's fine, but that's what it was. It was nothing new, and after waiting so long, that's disappointing. The second one was just... The main issue that I felt with the second one is that it just completely disregarded the story the first one started.
Yeah.
It didn't follow it up at all.
There was definitely some other things wrong with it as
well.
There was
a directorial change.
But I think
what I do feel and why I said
people would.
My official and popular opinion is that I still prefer The Last Jedi is one, it had more memorable scenes just because they weren't rehashes. Doesn't mean they were great, but I remember more from The Last Jedi. The Force Awakens I remember nothing from just because I had seen it all before. And two, even though it did go on a totally different story, really focusing in on Kylo Ren and Rey and who was actually the hero and who was actually the villain, felt that was a much more intriguing plot line than, the orphan becomes the new Jedi and maybe is a Skywalker. Like, anyone could have wrote a book about that. I thought the second one was going in a path that was going to set up Rey to be the villain of the whole thing. And that would have been the most interesting storyline they possibly could have done.
It seemed like they
I
were trying
been
to...
completely behind that.
It seemed like they were more trying to hit audiences with some sort of shock factor after
I was invested
well
in the
after the
Jedi.
First one wasn't well received trying to hit audiences with that shock of what's going to happen, is this person you thought was the protagonist
and again,
actually be the main villain and that sort of thing.
Don't get me wrong, the movie's broken.
No, yeah, both of them were
I just prefer the I don't want to say more fun, it wasn't very fun, but I was much more intrigued and interested in The Last Jedi.
I think there's more original content that would draw in people in The Last Jedi. Force Awakens was, like you said, pretty much a rehash of what came before. New Hope is basically the same movie. Like, there's just so much that's just what we've seen in the past. I think I'd disagree with you on this one. I think I do like The Force Awakens more. But
oh, I get it. No, I get
neither
why.
One of them's anything compared to any of the other ones.
One scene I remember in particular in The Last Jedi that people were going on about is there's a scene where Luke Skywalker just sort of dodges a bajillion lasers, a bajillion lightsaber whatevers. I don't know what they're called. Please don't kill me. But he's just dodging them, and then you find out afterwards that he's a hologram. And so people were like,
"Oh yeah, he's just a like
and
a
so
projection.
People and so people were like, "Oh well, that's not cool." And I'm like, "What do you mean? It means he didn't have to dodge them. He just chose to do it anyway. It makes it 10 times more bad word I won't say. Like, it made it even cooler that he was just a hologram, because he could have just stood there and been like letting them all hit him and all cocky, but no, he took the time to dodge them anyway and he didn't have to.
Another thing from The Last Jedi that I think
that was dope. That's just a memorable movie moment. Well, of which Force Awakens had zero.
Another part of The Last Jedi that pretty much killed it for me was my same issue with Thor Ragnarok, is that it wasn't funny. It tried really, really hard.
I don't need those movies to be funny.
Well, it tried
but
really.
But it did try.
It tried really, really hard.
And so that's
to,
fair. Yeah, I see that.
It tried really, really hard to be funny, but it just wasn't. It just couldn't be funny. One part that I think of is when Luke is training Rey, and he like slaps her with a piece of grass or something. She's like, "Oh, I felt the Force." Like that. That wasn't funny. Like, I just didn't find that funny. Coming from my experience with my love of the, you know, I'm going to say the original six. It's more like the original three and the prequels. But I just didn't think that was funny. That didn't fit the established order of things that I was used to. And maybe that's backwards thinking and that I can't evolve as a fan. But, like, I don't really want to evolve as a fan if what I'm a fan of is already great. You know what I mean? Also... This was a big complaint, and it's nothing new to say, especially this late in the game, but the part with the alien milk that he drinks, weird.
The part with the girl, like the little girl, like the teenage girl, having like a
what girl
friendship with... We're still talking about The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You remember what's... Oh, shoot. What's the lead opposite Rey, his character's name? I can't even remember.
Finn?
Yeah, him and that, like, that girl that he... saves at the end, or she saves
oh,
him.
Oh,
yeah.
She's not a teenage girl. She's like the same age as them. She's like 30.
What?
Yeah.
No,
dude.
No.
Yes, she
pull
is.
Her up right now. That was a that child. Right that was that's a... why it was weird.
The last.
Also, try. I have to apologize. I forced Jackson to get out his sentence on like the third try.
Yeah. I might leave that in when I'm editing it. Just you. I'm not going to complain because you did let me get the sentence out, but
I was on my
I was interrupted
box.
Like four times. Rose Tico, played by Kelly Marie Tran, age 30.
I am so sorry to... What's her name?
Well, you shouldn't be sorry. I mean, you thought she was younger.
What's her
she.
Name?
Kelly Marie Tran.
I'm so sorry. I thought you were someone's child.
Now
and
that
weren't
well,
even moved
she is
out
the child of
own.
Someone. That's how things
I mean,
work.
Like within household of said parents.
Glad you brought her up though, because
but this is
her
also
character
my memories.
Wasn't really good either.
No,
and we could go on about this. We
let's
could go
move on
about
these
last.
There's
I could
plenty
go on
of
about
bad it. To talk about with these. I believe I have one more, right?
I have one more.
I do too.
Oh wait, I have one more about Star Wars.
Oh,
different
cool.
subject about Star Wars. This is my unpopular opinion about the Star Wars prequels.
The they, first one's good.
Okay, they are not as bad as people make them out to be. They're just
the first
not
one's
bad.
Not as bad.
The Phantom Menace is
Darth
okay.
Maul pod There's racing, some, all that works.
Pod racing is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
The
Darth
the
Maul
visuals
is so
on that
cool.
are so good.
You know the guy
Darth
that,
Maul is a great villain.
Yeah.
Okay, super cool that they broke out that double-ended lightsaber. That was something else.
It bothers me that people hate new lightsabers so much. Every time there's a new one in a trailer, they're always like, "It's garbage," and sometimes it is. I think there's a new one that came out in the trailer now that
yeah.
is pretty cool.
It's it'd be cool if it was the first one they did, like Darth Maul. Like that was the
no.
first time you'd seen something that different, and that was what made it cool. Was its novelty. It's not new anymore. You know, it's just not as interesting. Like Kylo Ren's lightsaber with like the guards on the end. It's not that interesting.
I can respect your opinions on the prequel trilogy.
Clone Wars. Or Attack of the Clones, sorry. We won't talk about the Clone Wars. Attack of the Clones used to be my favorite Star Wars movie when I was a kid because of, like, how big it was. Like, there's that huge end battle scene in, like, on Geonosis, and it was so cool as a kid. Seeing all those, like, lightsabers in, like, the stands of that arena just light up. That was...
We're going to replace what you just did with the actual sound effects okay. post-production.
I don't know if I know how to do that.
No, but... we're not. But it'd be super cool if we did, so yeah. Use your imagination.
I don't know what you're talking about. That was a spot-on lightsaber. Anyway, it was so cool as a kid.
That's what you did.
It was so cool as a kid to see that.
Last one.
Third one is a... Revenge of the Sith. There's a lot to say about this one, but I'll just say it's
two sentences.
It's a pretty good summary to an already great franchise, and if it would have been left as the summary and the end, it would have been...
That's similar to what I'm going to say about our last thing, which is dealing with the modern Batman trilogy, Christopher Nolan's.
Daniel's going off the list.
Did you not write my...
You didn't...
My
Tell
Batman
me to.
Trilogy one down. This is the one Man, that I want to talk a crisis about the here. Most.
All right. Anyway, well, I'll write it on the list then.
So you have Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, and The Dark Knight Rises. I feel that The Dark Knight Rises is the weakest of those three films, although it is still great. It is a perfect summary to that trilogy. It wraps up everything wonderfully. But the Joker and Ra's al Ghul and Scarecrow are just better villains than Bane was.
Okay.
They just were. And those movies, and I feel that Batman Begins and The Dark Knight are just better films, so slightly. Also,
I don't know. Wait, what were you saying that the first two are better than the third?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't think that's even unpopular. I think most people would agree with you on that one.
That may be true. It's just The Dark Knight is one of those that people.
The Dark Knight is the one that
jump on that
is the is the one that people love. They're like, you know, Heath Ledger's
I'm sorry,
Joker.
I meant The Dark Knight Rises. People will jump on that if you. Talk bad about it, which it sounds like you're talking bad about it when I said that I love Batman Begins and Dark Knight more. I don't have problems with The Dark Knight Rises. There's a lot of cool stuff in there. I just don't like it as much as the first two, but it may not be that unpopular.
I would say that most people would say that The Dark Knight is the best one.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, yeah, for sure.
And then for me, actually, I'd actually say that The Dark Knight Rises, I might like more than The Dark Knight. I personally love Tom Hardy, and I think he does a near-perfect job.
I love Tom Hardy, too, and he does a good job. He does a good job. It just doesn't compare to the other
villains.
I think
he gets overshadowed by Heath Ledger's performance.
I think everyone gets overshadowed rightfully so by Heath Ledger's performance. And I feel that Batman Begins is painfully underrated as a result.
There's certainly...
A lot of people don't even know it's attached to the other two.
There's certainly... Extremely close. I mean, they are. That's just a solid trilogy.
No, it's a good trilogy, start to finish.
Yeah, that's
one of the
probably
best ones ever made. Aside from not just for comic books, it's just a great trilogy.
Yeah, that may be the best superhero trilogy of all time.
Mm. Well, we've been on our nerd box today for sure.
I have one more, and I feel like this one
may be
the biggest, most controversial one on this list
ever in the history of
maybe the most controversial thing I ever say.
Go.
Stranger Things, it ain't that good.
Mm.
So I've been watching, I haven't finished, but I have been watching.
Then you can't speak on
three.
It. No,
okay.
You have
no
to,
hear
you
me
have
out.
You have
me
to
out.
Finish it before you can speak on it.
No, that's not true at all.
Entirely true.
Okay, I'm not commenting on that though. What I've seen of the third one and in regards to the first two seasons, it's just not that good. And when I say not that good, I mean not as good as most people make it out to be. People like, exploded about this. Like the whole world still explodes about it. But there's not that much original about it. I think it relies way too heavily on one, the nostalgia, the 80s aesthetic, which is certainly cool and definitely fun to see.
I think it relies about the right amount, actually.
I would say too much.
Can I give my full response?
Let me finish mine, and then we'll have like a rebuttal. You can rebut.
I can rebut.
Yes.
I'm going to reboot you.
Okay. I think it relies too much on the 80s aesthetic, and I think it draws too much from 80s movies to be that original, which obviously it's trying to do that. Obviously it's trying to pay homage to what came before, but I think it... relies too heavily on that. I don't think that they came up with enough original stuff. There's stories about evil Russian governments from the 80s galore. I mean, there's tons of that in the 80s. There's stuff about evil, you know, big business corporations coming in and wiping out the small businesses of a town in the 80s. Like, that's what the 80s is. And I get that that's what they're trying to allude to, but it's just too heavy and it's too obvious. And I wish that they would come up with something just a little bit more original. That's my take on it. Also, haven't, like I said, haven't finished season 3 yet.
But you can say what you said for sure. Yeah.
I think I have 2 more episodes left.
Oh, well, then you're close to the end then.
Yeah.
Can I go? Do I have permission to
go ahead.
Take my shot?
Rebut.
I actually am pretty much on your page with most of what you said. First season, I do felt hit the originality bar for me with the idea of the upside down. That was new
enough
for me.
That's fair enough, yeah.
The second and third season simply lost. They did lose that. I do agree that they lost that. Specifically, the second season, I agree with you 100% that it was overrated. It was a big deal because of the success of the first season, which the first season is not the best thing I've ever seen. It was just weird enough
to keep you interested,
to get you to go more viral than it deserved to. And the kids are likable enough that it allows for interest outside of that first watch.
And it's extremely marketable.
Mm-hmm. Very true as well.
It makes sense that it blew up.
It's an aesthetic thing that people are going to get behind. Mm-hmm. It had a good, what's the phrase I'm looking for? It snowballed. And it's maybe a better one than that. But there was a lot more to it than just, oh, I watched this one weekend and now I'm a fan for life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I remember I watched it before it blew up and I was like, this is cool. And then
everybody got on board.
Right. In the second season, I drudged through.
I kind of drudged through the first season a little bit.
And I knew other people that did.
Yeah.
But I will say, what I do love are the characters. I'm just really attached to some of the characters. Maybe not all of them. But I do love them. And the third season, while it's not very original, and it definitely relies on the 80s aesthetic more than any of the other two seasons, I watched through that entire season in one or two sittings. I just really loved it. I really did. Because it was structured more like a long film. It doesn't take place over a long period of time. It's a very isolated period of time. And I'd gotten to a point in the character arcs with these characters that I just, dude, I ran straight through it. And I felt that it was refreshing in terms of quality from the second season, which I didn't think was any good.
Steve Harrington and Dustin.
My favorite character.
Definitely
for sure.
That dynamic
that
and how that evolved out of season
awesome. 2.
That was by far the best part of that season. And to see that a little bit more in season 3 has been super cool. I'd say Hopper, he's a cool character.
He's a fan favorite for sure.
Yeah.
And he's a name, Dave Arbor. That's the name, right? David Arbor?
Is it Dave? David? Yeah.
David Arbor?
That sounds right.
I can check to confirm just so I don't get that wrong.
Other than that, I'm not really invested in the characters at all. I feel bad to say that because they're
just
like kids.
That's fair.
But like, sometimes they're just kind of off. And
well, they're supposed to be to an extent. They're supposed to be kind of weird, you know?
Yeah, but I just mean like in their delivery as child actors. Not that I could do better at all, but what I'm just saying is that...
How would you spell Arbor?
I think it's H-A-R-B-O-U-R.
Oh, okay, yeah. David Arbor is correct. David Harbor is how it looks.
Is it pronounced Harbor or Arbor?
No, I'm pretty sure you don't say the H, but I could be so wrong about that. So
I guess
David, you're a good one.
I like you,
this, you
your character, David.
Three, so
I'll probably do that like tonight.
Oh, okay.
Which I guess I could have done that before we recorded this.
Especially since it's on the list of things to talk about. This one you kind of came up with just now.
On the fly. Yeah. Actually, that one was on.
Never mind. I tried to save you and you didn't take it. So we're
we
30
going?
Minutes in. Let's eat these chips, dude.
Let's do this. This
eat
is
these tacos.
Okay, this is actually going to be pretty exciting.
We'll rotate. I'll open up the first bag, I'll hand you
okay.
a chip.
There may, warning, there may be a lot of sounds that are a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, you want to hear the bag be open?
Mm.
I actually struggled a little bit to open it because
I don't like that sound being right into my ears, Daniel.
Ooh, that's not fun. Okay, so this is the, I don't want to say the generic flavor.
This is kind of the original, flavored. The main one.
Hot chili pepper and lime. That's a lot.
Fuego.
That's
is
a lot
main,
for
the official title.
These are popular though. I have had these once a long time ago, and I didn't like them.
I've never had Takis, so this is a First, oh my gosh.
And after this first bag, it's completely new for me as well. All right, we're not going to crunch them right into the mic.
Yeah, we're going to
be horrible. We're going to lean away and then come back with our thoughts.
This is either going to be really entertaining or not.
Are we going to count these down from 3, 2, 1? Or
let's just dive right in.
All right,
here goes.
Let's go. I don't hate this.
I kind of do.
I don't like this. Is it a little much for you, Jackson?
It is a little much. When you handed it to me, I was like taken aback by how much dust
there's like
is
two layers coated.
Yeah, man, this is way more than any other chip brand.
Which is probably good because the actual corn chip itself is probably very, very bland and cheaply made. I don't hate this. I don't think I would buy a bag on my own. But this is it's a standard chip flavor.
I can barely lick my
fingers.
Do you
eat hot chips?
Not really at all.
So I eat hot chips like all the time, like Flamin' Hot.
So you're used to
Cheetos.
This.
Yeah, and so my
palate is like prepared for
but
this.
But taste-wise, these don't quite compare. Ooh, I'm kicking my
licking the dust off my fingers is almost too much like flavor.
I do want to eat another one, but we've got more bags.
Yeah.
But I could keep going. I could keep eating that bag.
I'm going to clap. I'm going to open the bag and then I'm going to clap this in.
You should have saved that. That's going in. We just saved that little
sound
bite.
No, it's very powerful. Okay,
here goes. Just get ready and clap it.
This is the second flavor of Takis. This is called Explosion without the E. So it's just...
Explosion?
No, oh, there's it's just X.
Oh, okay.
Explosion.
Opportunity missed.
Cheese and chili pepper tortilla chips. Here's one for you.
Thank you.
Here's one for me.
I don't like the color of this one. Not that I like the color of the other one. This one looks cheesy, though.
Well, it's got cheese and chili pepper.
This is the only one that's just like normal cheese. Like everything else is like habanero. This is just cheese. And
is it okay? Apparently, these things are spicy. Like all of them are spicy. Like they
all
have some sort of pepper.
Yeah, that's
that's like the thing.
Okay. But these are probably the tamest.
Well, there's guacamole. I don't know how spicy that'll be, but we'll get to that one. Here goes. That's bad.
I really don't like that one.
No good.
It is very similar to the cheddar Pringles.
No, it's very cheese forward.
It is very cheese forward, which is why I don't like them. Because you can.
It's also very spicy.
You can have too much cheese when it's like artificial snack food cheese. Oh, it's in my nose.
That's not good. That's bad.
Oh, it's awful. I'm still gonna finish the one chip.
So far, Fuego beats.
Dude, are
Explosion.
We rating these out of five?
I'm saying yes.
Okay, what do we got for Fuego? Because
Fuego's number one so far out of two.
Oh, I meant like each one on a like 1 to 5 star scale.
Oh, I thought you meant out of where we have six.
Let's rank them after we give them each little ratings.
I'm going to be writing it down.
And then we'll add them together and give it our overall. Excuse me, I'm dying. All right, so what's your out of five for Fuego?
For Fuego, out of five, that was like a solid. For Fuego, I'd give it a 3 out of 5.
Just
it's
because
not,
I don't think I'm going to like any of the other ones, I'm going to go 4 because I did have a good time with it. So that means we gave it a 7 out of 10.
It wasn't really like horrible, like, oh, this is disgusting, I'm going to throw up. But it wasn't good enough for me to actually want to eat ever again, really. So
also, I think it can get worse. So for the cheese ones.
It's probably going to get worse.
For the cheese ones, I'm going to go 2, not 1.
I'm going to go 1.
All right, so that's a 3. So we have a 7, we have a 3 so far. So sorry.
Let's go.
Cheese lovers. It's my turn. I'm just kidding. Go. We'll go serpentine drafts, and I'll talk about the next two. You can talk about the last.
So this flavor is wild.
Please describe what that means to
the
listeners,
Jackson. That means spicy
Jackson.
Buffalo. Ooh. This one might actually be pretty good.
I do have some hopes for this one.
Here goes.
How you feeling?
Better than Fuego.
Definitely the tamest flavor so far.
Yeah.
Not as strong. I actually don't like this. Just because buffalo is one of those flavors that I don't like converted into chip. Coughs by Jackson.
Sorry about that.
Ooh, mercy. Sniffles by Daniel. Dude, these chips are a lot.
Yeah, I'm kind of sweating right now.
What, really?
Yeah.
Dude, they're my not, I meant they're a lot in terms of flavor profile, not in terms of heat.
No, I'm sweating. It's also a small room, not a lot of breathability.
I'm actually going to give these a 2 as well.
Am I supposed to be writing down your scores?
Well, you write down our total score when we add them up. Are you just writing down yours?
Yeah. Well, which, by the way, I gave that one a 3.5.
Nah, let's not go 0.5s. Well, it's too hard to add.
So do I round up or round down?
Round up always. Nah, do 3. Fine, do 3.5.
Yeah.
So for Fuego, we've got a 7. So write 7.
Next flavor is guacamole.
You're just naming them.
Guess what these are flavored like? That's right, Daniel, guacamole.
I was gonna like make a joke and say something that wasn't guacamole at all, but
I opened the bag wrong.
It wasn't there. Did you open it upside down?
Also, these look the disgustingest.
Oh my gosh! What shade of? I don't even want to call it green.
Dude, they look, it's like booger dust or something. It looks nasty.
I'm gonna go ahead and.
Okay, I can smell this one just having it around.
No. No.
Bad.
No.
So bad.
No. This is the first one that I'm not actually going to eat the second half of. Do we have a trash can?
No.
Do we have
You got a napkin.
Oh, dude. Hit me up with some of that napkin.
I gave you one.
This is hot. No. This is... You did? No, you didn't.
Definitely did.
It's over here. I found it. Oh my gosh, that was immediately horrible.
That was really bad.
Like,
that's like... I don't know what that tasted like. It definitely wasn't guacamole.
I've never had guacamole.
Whoa.
Hold on, stop. Whoa. I've probably tried it before, but I've never like had a sit-down appropriate like experience with it, aside from just, you know, chip, dip, taste, move on to something else.
Okay, that's how you experience guacamole.
I mean, that is like, the experience. You have to give stuff several bites, my guy. You have to let the acquired taste hit you. If it's not
acquired. It should be immediate. I gave that one a one.
I hated that. That's a zero.
Are we allowed to give zeros?
I'm making that a rule for this one.
So then I give that one a zero.
Because
as well.
This is not deserving of a two, which would be one plus one, which is math.
That's good, Daniel. That's good. That was quick. Next flavor?
Yeah, here we go. So this one's not as weird as the couple last ones, but it has a similar flavor profile to the last one. This is called Nitro. This is going back to just the heat index.
What's in there, Daniel?
You're going to hate this one. This is habanero and lime. So it's the exact same one as Fuego, but hotter. Wait,
where's Fuego? What's in Fuego?
Fuego is hot chili pepper and lime, and this is habanero and lime.
I don't know what the difference between.
I feel like habanero would be hotter than hot chili
pepper. Probably. Right. Also, I didn't taste any lime in the Fuego, and I usually like lime.
There's a little bit. There's a hint. Oh, this one's unrolled.
Oh my gosh!
I'm saving that one for me. Here you go. Here's the normie shape.
It's so, like, it's unnaturally red. Like, it's a deep, deep red. It's almost burgundy. Like,
let's put this in our mouths.
Let's do it. Really got that lime. I like that lime. That's the best one yet.
I actually feel here that the lime is overpowering and was at the right levels on the first one.
That's really good.
I don't like this one either.
I feel like this is going to be horrible to listen to. Like, there's a small part of me that's really kind of nervous about how
I'd
this turns out.
I'd be all about this.
I hope this is entertaining for you, those of you who are listening, if there's anybody listening at all at this point.
Yeah, man. My dad, my mom. Nah, they probably jumped out about 15 minutes in. My grandma, though, 100% is still listening right now.
That's a 4.5 for me.
I'm going back to my trusty 2.
2?
I just really didn't like it.
That's rough.
I've not had one hit me the way that Fuego was. I was okay with it.
So I liked Fuego.
So that's a 2 plus a what?
4.5. That's
so you
6.5.
Almost gave it the full 5. So that's 6.5. But it didn't pass Fuego altogether.
Not altogether.
Which makes sense because it is like the basic sort of everyman flavor for these, which are all weird.
Yeah, especially this next one, which I am
definitely real weird.
The most excited for. Tell them what it's called, but don't tell them what's in it.
Okay. It's called Zombie.
So, no, who knows what that means?
I'll tell you what it means. It means that it has habanero once again, but instead of lime, this time we have cucumber.
Of course that's what zombie means. What else would it mean?
Oh my gosh. When you look in the bag. Look in the bag.
Oh my word.
You do not realize how green this is.
I saw the green in the reflection of the foil inside of the bag.
I know.
I
don't want to put this in my mouth at all.
Oh my word. It's like a green crown.
All right, we're counting down this one.
It was literally like Pulp Fiction when they open up that briefcase and there's like that golden glow, except it was green.
It was gross.
That's what emanated.
It's
radioactive. That's why it's called Zombie. That actually kind of makes some sense.
I feel like they don't deserve that much credit.
Here goes.
Oh my. So it tastes like the last one, but there's a little something different in there.
That's a cucumber.
Like a couple of chews in.
That was not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
I mean, I still don't like it.
Dude, I think I like that pretty well.
Just because my expectations were to hate this, I'm going to bump this one up to a whole 3.
I was going to give it a 3 as well.
Dude, that's a solid 6.
That is a solid
coming 6. In with a 6.
Yeah. So here's the rankings for that wonderful competition that I'm so glad we did.
Oh, this stuff's on my fingers now.
Oh, yeah, no. I feel like my mouth is stained with every individual. That was like every color of the
rainbow. Here's the real question. Are we finishing any of these?
I mean, we're not just going to throw them away, are we?
Who's going to eat
one?
Who's going to eat some of these? Dude, that guacamole chip, nobody's eating that. Nobody's eating that one.
I'll take it.
Oh.
No, I won't eat it.
No,
I don't
you
even
won't.
Know.
Maybe you're
I feel them. Really bad to throw them all away. Let me give you the scores real quick.
I'm going to eat the Fuego ones. I'm taking those.
I'll take something as well.
You can take those habanero ones.
Here's the scores. Like. Dead last. Poor guacamole. I re-expected more from this. I'm a guacamole fan.
But dude, that was bad.
It was like immediate. As soon
like,
as it
wasn't
like
I just don't like it. Like it, I want to get as far away
my tongue,
from that
it was
flavor
bad.
As possible. I don't even like holding the napkin that I used.
Next was Explosion, which was the cheese one. Cheese didn't really work. Mm-mm. It didn't really work.
It was just too weird.
Yeah. Next.
We sound like some Gordon Ramsay's. We're just talking about knockoff corn chips.
This fine dining that is Takis.
It sound like we know what we're talking about, which we do. We ate these.
Talking about?
Gosh.
Next on the list.
That was rough.
What did I say?
That's what we're here for. Like
Wild. Wild.
Those was the buffalo ones,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, those are the buffalo
Those one. Weren't bad at being a buffalo chip. I just don't like buffalo chips. But those weren't bad.
Next was Zombie with 6.
Surprisingly okay.
Surprisingly okay. That's a good way of putting it. It wasn't so much good.
No. I wouldn't buy it. I'm not going to buy it anymore.
Solid middle line. That's what me and you both gave it. 2 threes. Next was Nitro.
Which we were split on this one.
What was this one? The lime?
Lime and habanero, and yeah. I felt that the lime was too much.
I liked the lime. I liked the lime. Not enough to beat number one, the original, maybe not the original.
Which is
but
still
the
a
main.
Weird flavor combo, Fuego. Which is hot chili pepper and lime. So not a very bland chip.
No, it's very unique.
But I guess now after tasting the other ones, I get why people like these, because, well, it's the flavor that Takis actually wants to put in stores.
Also, I ate 6 of these chips. Is that what we call them, chips?
Calling them corn chips. Are they corn chips or are they potato
like,
chips?
They're corn chips. They're tortilla chips.
Tortilla chips.
But they're
is
rolled up
than
into
corn chips.
a tube.
Oh, dude, there's a flavor in here that we didn't have. Crunchy fajitas is on the back.
Crunchy fajitas.
Dude, I wish we'd been able to try those.
Do they have to say crunchy if it's already, like, it's a tortilla chip? It's going to be crunchy.
It says it on here.
If it wasn't.
If you just called it fajitas, people would be like, is it a bag of fajitas? And that's what I would think. I'd be like, they just have dry sitting fajitas.
Fajitas in a bag.
That they've just put in a plastic bag and sat on the shelf.
Well, I'm glad they specified that it was crunchy, because that's definitely important.
Yeah, man. When I want my soggy, chewy chips, it's when I. Oh, that sounds awful. Imagine those guacamole chips, but at the consistency of wet bread.
Okay,
I'm
we gotta
so
move on.
Sorry. That well, I think that's it. I think we're
thought.
Done.
I would like to say, I like this idea. I really like this. You've mentioned before that you want to kind of introduce more food-related stuff
for
the
A&E
department. Or not department, but...
The A&E section.
Section of right. the Cardinal and Cream. And I think this is a really good idea. Hopefully, it doesn't sound disgusting when we're listening to it. But, nevertheless, it was fun to do. And I think that's what's important.
That's a wrap, then.
That's a wrap.
Another episode done.